Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it.
So, how are you?
Hello, mate. I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm really excited to hear what's been going on in your house today.
Well, I talked about this, I think it was on last week's podcast or the week before, but basically Hayley and Gemma are here from Organised. So if you're not following them on Instagram, you've got to. Organised_D. And they are detoxing my house.
Oh my gosh.
Mate, I had 50 pairs of jeans that I was 50 that I've been holding on to that have basically been with me since like I did my first TV show, like when I was 22.
Oh,
I was like,
what
am I doing?
You're a hoarder. You're a proper hoarder.
What's brilliant is that they make, it's quite stressful, but they hold stuff up from your wardrobe, like this dress, and they go, keep it or chuck it. And you have 5 seconds to decide whether you're going to hang on to it. It's like that whole thing. If it doesn't bring you joy, get rid of it. And we've already taken 5 bags of clothes and put them in the car for the charity shop.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
Oh, it's going to be, and this is going to save my marriage, actually, because the levels of anxiety around me hanging on to things is getting so bad. Dozer hates it. So I feel like I've got to do it for the relationship.
I was going to say for the greater good, but I thought that might be a bit extreme.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. We're the same this end, like just so much stuff. And obviously we've got building work like starting up again this week. So I'm like the opposite of you in that I'm getting unorganized. So I've got to like empty cupboards and put them in boxes and like, you know, clear. We've obviously still got no furniture because James got rid of it all.
So
we're just in a bit of chaos, but I can see the light now. Like it's gonna, do you know what I mean? I'm starting to see like areas feel like so much nicer and get done. So I'm excited, and it's the 1st of December and we can start being excited for Christmas.
I put my tree up as well. We did our tree on Sunday. We got our tree on Sunday. Dozer and the kids went off to get it, and he rung me when I was at work, and he was like, what size tree do you think I should get? Because the kids are looking at a 12-footer. I was like, Dozer, I was like, we have not got room for it. I was like, 6 or 7 foot, you know, nice one, whatever. Anyway, he came back, he'd obviously got a 9 foot, and then he was trying to ram it in the sitting room. Basically, the whole of the top of the tree didn't fit in. We had to get the hacksaw out. We were absolutely pissing ourselves, but we've managed I mean, the tree's beautiful and the kids loved it. It's actually felt like our first proper Christmas this year, because Kit last year, too young to remember. He was loving putting the baubles on, and so far, no baubles have been pulled off.
Oh, that's good.
It's only been 2 days. Much.
Yeah, I mean, that's not going to happen in this house.
No.
With Gigi, I mean, I don't know what I think.
Have you put your tree up yet?
No, we can't, because we've got an internal wall coming down on Thursday, and that like causes like the most amount of dust you can ever imagine.
Right.
So, once that's done, we'll go and get a tree and we'll get all the decks up, and I can't wait.
Get festive.
Until then, I'll be sensible. I don't think the builders will be working around a Christmas tree.
You know that there's that thing as well, where if you've got a toddler, anyone listening that's got a toddler that's like, I cannot deal with the fact that the toddler's going to pull the tree over. You basically just decorate the top half of the tree and you leave the bottom half bare. Or you put the tree in a pen. Have you seen photographs of people doing that as well?
Yes, I have. I have. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen this end. I'll let you all know.
Thanks. So, Georgia, today's chat's going to be so lovely. We recorded it last week. Two people that we have been trying to get on the podcast for a long time. They are now engaged. They're going to get married hopefully next year. They met on tour when Sarah was dancing in Aston's band. Just giving it away. Who are we chatting to?
Today we are chatting to Aston Merigold and his lovely fiance Sarah Richards.
So another podcast today, and today we are really, really excited about this chat because we are chatting to a Mr. and Mrs. Or not really. They're nearly down the aisle. One quarter of JLS. He is a dancer, a television presenter, an actor. His beautiful fiancée, Sarah, the most fantastic dancer you will ever see. I mean, it's breathtaking when you watch her on socials. They've got two boys, Grayson and Macaulay. Today, we are chatting to Aston Merigold and Sarah Richards. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, ladies. That was a lovely introduction. Thank you.
Sarah, I mean, your dancing is seriously good, right? I mean,
she's the best.
No, I give it a go. I love it. I just love it.
She goes, I'd give it a go. She's been professional for like how many years?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I'd give it a go. I just get paid for this.
I'm getting on a bit now. That's what I'm saying. But I'll still give it a go. I love it.
Oh, we love watching your your videos on Instagram.
Oh, thank you.
Fully blushing here. It's good.
I am. How
are you both?
Yeah, really good.
Tired.
Oh, yeah, always tired.
Tired.
But really good, other than that.
Tired,
I think.
But good. Yeah, very good.
You guys have had the baby in lockdown. So Macaulay was born in June, is that right? So how's it been?
Honestly, obviously, the world is in such a crazy state, but it's actually been really lovely being able to be at home and with family. And that early part of, I suppose, childbirth and having a child in the first few weeks is very difficult. So, like the first time round was a bit like, okay, having to get back and forth to work and get back. But this time just being at home and having to be kind of, you know, just a family has actually been lovely.
No, yeah, it has been nice.
Yeah. Can we take you back to when you became parents for the first time? You mentioned having to go back and forth to work. Did you go back to work quite quickly after the birth and how was it?
I think I went on tour, didn't
I? Yeah, you did. That's the thing. Obviously, your work, our work is different, isn't it? So you were there for like great periods of time and then that you were really far away at other times sort of thing. You wasn't just out for 9 to 5. But
I think that was 3 weeks.
Yeah, I think you started rehearsing. I remember bringing him to the rehearsal studio and he was little.
Tiny.
Oh. I actually want to be really nosy and I want to ask about the moment that you guys met.
Where was the first? Oh, Summertime Ball was the first time I danced for you guys, wasn't it?
Yep.
And you actually just took the mick out of me the whole time and I was like, oh, he's rude. For whatever reason, maybe I shouldn't have like confessed this, but I had like purple DMs on, like jeans and like a yellow top. I was colourful and you just took the mick out of me the whole day. Turns out, guys, he was flirting.
Yeah, I'm just about to say that.
Yeah, it's that old school, you know, like, you know, boy meets girl in the playground, pigtails, pulls her pigtail, you know, all that kind of.
Playground love, that's what it's called, playground love.
Exactly, see?
But it wasn't till I toured with you in 2012, wasn't it, and we just got closer and we couldn't deny the connection.
basically what Sarah said, she put it on me on
don't even, but yeah, there was a definite connection and and then it just kind of,
it was nice that it was something for us. It was like a friendship really blossomed into a relationship. Like obviously there was like, you know, a physical attraction there, but at the same time we had that like good stint of banter and stuff on tour and you know, just messaging, and it was just a great connection, do you know what I mean, between two people. And then it was a bit like, okay, this, you know, this is a relationship.
I mean, Aston got scared though, didn't you?
Oh yes, this is great. What happened? Come on.
I'm a bit older than Aston. I am 4 years older. So I just, and also you hadn't had a relationship for a little while, had you?
I hadn't had a relationship for maybe 5 years.
Yeah.
Like a good 5 years, like any type of relationship. And yeah, like when you like someone, you're a bit like, oh, yeah, you know, I like someone, this is cool. But then it that feeling was kind of straight away. And then as soon as like feelings start to, you know, multiply by a lot.
Freak out. You
know, just a little freak out. And I was this, and I was a boy. I was just like, you know, my friends were all single. A lot of them like weren't even in the business. They were in uni, just kind of coming out of uni. And it's like, you know, able to like kind of, you know, go out and whatever. And it was a bit like, oh, okay, do I kind of want to settle down?
Yeah.
Bear in mind, I wasn't asking him to marry me, by the way, but at this point,
she wanted,
you know, a bit of commit, like, you know, to take it seriously.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
I know, but listen,
every dog has their day. That's what we're
saying. Every dog has their day. And it's that thing of going, listen, I learnt my lesson very quickly, like literally a week.
And I wouldn't change our journey at all, actually. Oh. You know, so it all works out in the end.
Now, Aston, I know I've chatted to you a couple of times before with the rest of the JLS boys, so I know what a bunch of jokers you four are. was there a point where you turned around to the boys and went, right, listen, Sarah, right, I'm going for it. So you guys, just so you know, I want to do all the dance routines with her, right? When we're going into like, you know, get our like snacks afterwards and our whatever you were in, I don't know, trailers or whatever it was. You're like, Sarah's coming in with me. Like, what was the situation in the wooing process? Did you tell the boys?
I think they told me, to be honest. I think it was that thing of going, and we still say it now, it's like everybody knew apart from us.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like we were, obviously at that time, it wasn't anything apart from just kind of what we thought was, you know, a friendship. Yeah. And everyone was just a bit like, bloody hell, come on, guys. Like, really? Like, you're taking your time. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
come on. Like, let's just do this now. And then, you know, it can all be out in the open. Happy families, da 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 da. But, yeah, listen, that's serious. We wouldn't change the journey for anything. I think for us, it's been nice that it's had a natural flow to it. Nothing was ever forced. Nothing was ever, you know, yeah, we've never really kind of, like no troubles, no, not like it's just
lovely.
Smooth sailing, really.
And so were you always on the same page with like wanting to start a family? Did you have that chat or did that just happen naturally as well?
you're getting some good questions here.
Well.
Right, so we never sort of sat down and said, right, shall we start a family?
We never sat down and said that.
And also, again, I was a professional dancer at the time. My job is, you know, same as you guys, same as Aston, like it's here, there and everywhere. Nothing, no 2 days are the same. You kind of just go with it. And until something stops you, you don't stop. You just keep going. Mm. So no, we didn't have that conversation. And we was actually putting our house up for sale and going, do you know what? Should we go and buy like a really cool apartment, live that life for a bit, maybe a bit more central, go out, dinners, da-da-da-da. We was literally viewing apartments. We had a break in between a few viewings and I said to you, didn't I? I was like, I feel a bit funny. I think we should do a test.
I was like, yeah, but we had sushi yesterday, so it's really like you might feel, you know, like, it might have been a bit too much raw fish, like you'd be fine. But bearing in mind, she said this,
I was panicking,
and just so you know, that the day after we were going to Santorini for a lovely weekend.
Yeah.
Like a long weekend.
Yeah, we've been really, really busy, sort of ships passing in the night, and you booked a little trip, didn't you, for it was like 3 days.
Yeah. And yeah, Sarah obviously dropped the bomb for like, I kind of feel a bit funny. I was a bit like, do you know what? No, we're not finding out. We're not finding out anything. Like we've got
leave
a lovely...
Leave it till after.
Yep, save it till after. Let's not even think about you that you feel funny. Let's not say the word pregnant, none of it. And we just, went away, had a lovely, lovely time away, lovely weekend. And it was, I think, if you could see us both on the plane journey back, like I would have absolutely loved the camera crew to be with us just because it was like, we just had the most relaxing, chilled time. And then it was a bit like, are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, reality.
Yeah, I'm okay. Are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. So, you know.
Should we do the test?
It was literally that, like, landed at Heathrow, got back to Hertfordshire, and then it was really weird because I was like, well, I can't walk into our local little Tesco because the woman's going to look at
away,
that's what I mean.
We went to one further away.
We drove further away.
No,
because so, we live in a little village.
The only time it's that awkward is if you go in and buy condoms.
Exactly.
I'm 6 years old, I think. Am I?
You are.
That's
yeah.
Still weird.
Yeah, but it's just the thing though. We had to take a drive to actually go get a pregnancy test.
Oh, then what happened to them?
And oh god, yeah. So then
we're amateurs. We bought one.
Who buys one?
Oh yeah. No, you can't do that.
But it was the panic and the excitement of going, wow, this is fun. Kind of. And then
bananas and everything to try and cover it up.
What happened?
Because it was.
It just didn't come out right.
No,
it actually came up. It came up straight away, but it was like not.
Not
like
that clear.
Visible.
Not,
and we was like,
okay. Need confirmation.
Right, we need to get another one. Then obviously, then we went and bought four.
Yeah.
So, and then, yeah, I think we did it. Sarah's face turned to me and was just like, oh my God. I was like, yes, cool, right, let's do it. And
you
she was
amazing. I was just more nervous of how you were going to feel. Obviously, yeah, you can't prepare for that. It's like, it's such an amazing roller coaster of emotions. But Macaulay's here to say hi.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, but your reaction was made me feel so much more comfortable straight away. Just because you just don't know, do you? We hadn't had that conversation.
And yeah. I've always been that guy to be like, publicly, nah, I'm never going to get married. Nah, I'm never going to really have kids. I'm not really. Exactly. So I was always that person, guys, just so you know. I was very straight down the line. Nah, no kids. No, I know.
Yeah, but you never think that you want kids until you meet. Actually, I think that's incorrect. Because I think there's two types of people. I think there's the people that know that they're born to be parents. And I think, you know, especially, you know, we hear from a lot of women who are like, yeah, I just knew I wanted to be a mother. I wanted to have kids. For Georgia and I, it just wasn't on our agenda either. And we will always be the first to say that actually it was never really in our plan. So when it happened, it was like, oh shit, like, is this what we really is this what we really want? Because it's definitely wasn't a natural thing for me. And Georgia is a brilliant mother, but maybe not like super maternal. Is that
that's an understatement. I'm not maternal at all, like, really.
Okay.
Anyway,
great mum.
I am towards my children.
Yes,
but you know, like, if
just
someone
no one else's children
if someone asked me to look after their children, I'd literally, like, I mean, I don't know what I would do. What are they to me? What are my husband's sisters?
Your nephew, nieces.
My sister-in-laws always have my children. If they ask me for the favour back, I literally go like green. Like, what? How am I going to get out of this one then? Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm not like naturally... I'm just not a natural maternal person.
But with the right person, you know, in that moment, you guys knew, didn't you, that that was it, and that you know, you'd found that the person that you wanted to spend the rest of your life with and procreate with. And that's kind of the thing, isn't it? It's like, we're creating human here, and it's right. So it's an amazing moment.
Still sounds crazy. When someone says that, you're still creating a human. Like, you go, you actually look after little people.
Oh my God.
Like, honestly, even McCoy, he's staring at me right now. I'm literally right next to this mic and he's staring. Hi, yeah, you. Yeah. You're. It's honestly the weird. Like, it's the most amazing thing ever, but it is still the weirdest thing. Like, just little people.
Yeah,
Sarah. How were your How were your pregnancies? And you know, eventually, what did the births look like? maybe not in like such detail as you know.
No, my pregnancy with Grayson was actually amazing. I was so lucky. Bit obviously tiredness towards the beginning, headaches, and a little bit of sickness, nothing compared to what a lot of people get. Where obviously I didn't have any other children, so obviously Grayson was my first. I could carry on my life sort of as normal, like teaching and stuff, so it kept me fit. I actually felt really good
dancing while she was having, but bearing in mind she was dancing while she was having contractions.
Exaggerating.
In the studio and she was jumping around dancing, having contractions.
Wow. Like,
you're not okay.
Don't worry, that changed quickly. But yeah, so the pregnancy was really good. Yeah, I really love being pregnant. I was 2 weeks over with Grayson. I was getting a bit like, as everyone does, like, come on now, I've been waiting for this. I've been super excited. Let's go. And actually, we went to, we opened a dance studio pretty much the same time as Grayson was born. Probably not the best idea, guys. Very busy, very hectic. But yeah, so we were actually visiting the studio. It wasn't open yet. It was still in sort of the building process. And that's when the contractions started. We went to the pub for lunch, didn't we? You know what it's like at first. That they're very mild, aren't they? So that's what he means. I was in the studio, but then they came thick and fast that evening. And do you know what with Grayson? It was just a long birth. It was long. I wasn't ready for it. I was super excited and positive. And then I was like, whoa, nothing can prepare you for it, can it? So yeah, it was just long. Go on, you're better at this. It's a bit of a blur still to me now. Like, Aston's better at, like, the actual birth story.
This is what I love. You know, when everyone goes, so how was, like, the pregnancy for you, Sen? How was the birth? I'm like, well, it looked, like, awfully painful. But then at the same time, I'm like, she then goes, oh, well, it wasn't that bad. Maybe we haven't. I'm like, what? Like, I've just watched you go through.
It
like,
was just long, though, wasn't it? It was really long. He wasn't like, I was dilating very slowly, and then when I finally was dilated, I was like actively pushing for like over two hours. His head just was getting stuck. And in the end, I don't know if that could be like a dancer thing. Like, we've always kept our bodies so tight. I don't know if it was my muscles weren't letting him go. You know, it's hard, isn't it?
I was about to ask you that, whether you know if there's any correlation, because I went into labour thinking, right, I'm fit, I'm healthy, I exercise, I was a runner when I was a kid. I've always kept myself kind of, you know, just sort of toned. And I thought, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be able to smash this baby out. And it was like 3 days. It was almost like it was... I don't want to say the word, but it was just like, it just wasn't loose enough.
I hear you on that one.
Yeah.
I think that could have definitely been something that was stopping him sort of coming. It was just past the corner, that corner, that ready corner.
Yeah. Even the doctor said it was a bit like from obviously the, your muscular walls, let's say, were just, like the contractions were hardening them up too much, and there was just a bit like, you know, no access, you know.
It's like when they tell you to relax and you're like, how on earth can I relax right now?
Really, are you joking? Painful. You relax.
I've never felt more tense in my life than right now.
Do you know what? The hardest as well. You know, so I was getting the urge to push before I was dilated, and that urge was like something else. And all my midwife was going to me, stop pushing. You're not ready to push. And I felt like screaming at her going, I can't. Like, to fight against it was frigging hard.
You must have been ready to push that time because you've been for so long.
Yeah.
Your body was going, okay, it's time, but something else is stopping it. So it's a bit like, that's just literally, like I said, like a magnet fighting it. Do you know what I mean? Like
It's all a bit of a blur. And this was all just on gas and air because I'm an idiot.
Wow.
And just thought, I've got this thing about epidurals in my head, and I just don't like things in my back and stuff. Obviously now I see people go, it's the best thing ever. And I'm thinking, damn it, I probably should have tried it. It was all, I don't know, maybe with pain relief, maybe I should have had, because it was quite long, maybe I should have sort of accepted something. But we got there in the end. The consultant had to come in and basically gave me a local or general. I get these really confused. Mm-hmm. He basically gave me an anaesthetic and to relax the wall of my womb or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so then I had a bit of Vontus on Grayson's head, only a little bit. And then, I sort of managed to do the rest. So it was just that little bit of help I needed.
On gas and air. Oh, God, Sarah. Yeah. You're even more of a legend.
Stupid, really. It's not brave, it's stupid.
I had more than gas and air.
How was it for you, Aston? Because obviously we hear a lot from women describing their labour experiences, but what is it like for a man watching the person they love the most in the world going through that agonising pain?
First time round or second time round? Because these are two very different answers, just so you know.
First time round.
First time, yeah.
First time round was traumatic. Like, full on. I would even say to my friends, I was like, guys, just so you know, like having a baby, you need to be there for the whole thing. It is incredible. It's amazing. But that period just before the baby gets there and maybe about, depending on how long the labor is, like a few hours before that is traumatic. Like,
you were actually really upset, weren't you?
Like, super upset, because I'm just like,
I couldn't do anything.
But obviously, especially when it's like your first time in that situation, you're kind of like, yeah. Okay. Well, obviously you're not okay. So I'm not going to ask that question. That's just a stupid question. Do you want to drink? No, of course you don't want to drink because you're screaming right now. So that's just a stupid question. Do you know what I mean? There's nothing you can really do to kind of comfort. And then it's a bit like, even at times when I suppose the midwife was just a bit like, you know, just keep her comfortable, you know, keep rubbing her back and all this. It was a bit like, in that situation, obviously, it's never meant in any way. But Sarah was like, stop, don't touch me. Stop, stop.
You don't know what you
like,
want.
Like, you don't know what you want.
No,
yeah. Cold, and I'm a bit like, okay, like, you're just a bit of a lemon in the room. Do you know what I mean? You're just like kind of just walking around like aimlessly. Yeah, I just didn't. Honestly, the first time I was like, I just didn't know what I was doing. I was like, okay, like I've got the bag and stuff. And do you need it? No, okay, you don't need anything. Bag, so I'm just going to sit down. I shouldn't sit down because you're kind of screaming and it looks like I'm not doing anything, but I can't do anything.
Yeah, of course. Like, you'd be used to be able to step in and like help a situation, but in that situation, there's nothing you can do other than, I guess, remain calm. Yeah,
100%. And even through pregnancy as well, you're kind of like, you know, what would you want? I could jump in the car, get you some chocolate, I'll get you some, oranges was your thing as well.
Chocolate,
so it's like,
and oranges, really random.
Like easy stuff like that. I'm like, whatever you need. Like, what you need, hot water bottle? Yeah, cool. So like, whatever, blankets, thing. Like, that was easy. Do you know what I mean? And then, like, fly to Macaulay's birth.
Yeah.
I feel really bad.
Tell us what happened.
Basically, he was watching Friends.
Reruns of Friends are good though, Sarah. They are great.
They are good. Yes. No, it wasn't that. My thing was, okay, I get it now.
No, this has to happen
until a certain point. It's a bit like, I can't do anything. I helped hold the TENS machine and stuff.
Like,
and
the second birth was like, we had it all, like, we had teamwork. It was, you were much more involved.
Oh, totally in sync. But it was just the way I walked in the room, put the bags down, and was like, right, babe, what do you want to watch? You want to watch anything?
No,
I was like, okay, cool. Yeah, you let me know what you need. It's fine. I'd literally just sat there and I was like, yeah, this is cool. It's fine. I'm just chilling.
Because you knew.
Yeah, just because you kind of go, actually, for the first couple, I suppose, weeks with you kind of in post-pain, it's a bit like I have to kind of get up, run around, grab this, grab that, whatever. So I'm like, I'm actually getting my rest in now because you're about to go through this.
Yeah.
I'm getting my couple of hours to chill now just before this happens because obviously we had to leave Grayson at home. So it was a bit like, I'm actually going to chill until Macaulay gets here.
We'll be right back after the short break.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Spring, is that you? Warmer temps mean new Allbirds styles. Meet the Superlight Collection, the lightest ever shoes from Allbirds, now in fresh colors. These must-have travel shoes have a lighter-than-air feel and barely their fit that made them the most packable shoes ever. That means more comfort and less baggage. Try the Superlight Tree Runner with a cushy foam midsole and breathable eucalyptus fiber upper. Plus, they're comfy right out of the box. So, what can you do in a Superlight shoe? What can't you do is the better question. And because they're super packable, the real question is, where are you taking them? Experience how Allbirds redefines comfort. Visit Allbirds.com and use code SUPER24 for a free pair of socks with a purchase of $48 or more. That's ALLBIRDS.com, code SUPER24.
So welcome back. Back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Where were we?
And so was the birth different the second time round for you, Sarah?
Yeah, definitely. Like, so obviously being in lockdown, I felt like a bit disconnected from the not from the pregnancy. That's the wrong thing to say, but I just felt like maybe I wasn't prepared because I hadn't been going to, well, I didn't need to go to classes. We kind of did it the first time around. But so what I did to sort of prepare myself was looked at low. I just kept watching things online. I found myself really wanting to sort of learn again. And yeah, so mentally I could be prepared for what my body's going to go through. So I found some really good things on Instagram, which it is great for, just like, and your podcast and stuff. I literally just kind of sort of learned again, like, this is what I'm going to go through, this, like the stages, because you forget. I'd forgotten what actually was about to happen. So I've got myself in a better headspace because I just wanted to be more in control of this labor, because that's what I felt like with Grayson. I was just a bit out of control. I didn't know what was happening and I couldn't quite get on it. So I watched some really sort of like positive like birth stories and stuff, and it just gave me sort of like, yeah, it got me in the right headspace. So he kind of came on really quick and fast as well. We had loads of false alarms, and then I was due to be induced. They wouldn't leave me any longer on the Saturday morning at 8 a.m. So anyway, I didn't really want to be induced. I'll do, you know, however you have the baby is fine. They have to come out and that's absolutely fine. But I wanted it to happen to me naturally, if possible. Right. So, but luckily, so meant to go in Saturday morning. Friday morning at like 5:30, I wake up with a little bit of a something pain. I've had like mini contractions all week, end up being false alarm. So I was like, oh, nothing to worry about. Grayson was up early that day. So we just had, like, he came in our bed, sitting in bed. And I was like, no, I think this could be something, but I don't want to sort of alarm everyone because I've had loads of false alarms a week. Then I get in the bath and I'm not joking. The next hour just literally flew out the window. They were 2 minutes apart. I was getting dressed frantically.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was mental. My sister had isolated for like 2 weeks so she could come and be here with Grayson, so we could shoot off. And good job, because like she'd actually been here for like the whole week because I kept having like false alarms. So yeah, we were literally in the car, the TENS machine was on, and yeah, it just literally happened that quick, which didn't happen with Grayson. So in a way it was like amazing. It meant there was actually like, it was, yeah, it was happening. So yeah, we got to the hospital at 8:45. I was five centimeters dilated.
Wow.
Yeah, honestly, like, so
it was a bit of a movie type of one.
Yeah, it was so different to Grayson. So yeah, got there at 8:45, 5 centimeters, and then by 12:52, hold on, getting 12:52, there. Yeah, 12:52 was born.
Oh, that is a quick episode.
And I was so much more in control. I could just ride the contractions more, whereas I didn't know about that before.
Yeah.
There's me going all excited into the birth of Grace and thinking, I've got this, I'm strong, like, I've got this. Whoa, I didn't have it at all. Like, I just wasn't mentally prepared, whereas with Macaulay, I was.
What was that, Aston? Was that 6 episodes of Friends that you got, or was that?
Not really.
I think I got to Thanksgiving when they play American football.
And Sarah, after the babies were born, did you experience any baby blues?
I think the second time round, I don't know if it was baby blues, could have been possibly.
More Grayson
I just
blues.
Yeah, Grayson blues. I felt so, it was such an emotional roller coaster for me. I felt so guilty on him. Like, he was emotional. He's had all our attention this whole time. We brought this little person in who's attached to me because I'm feeding him. And you know, it's like a first. They're constant. It's like you feel like you're feeding them 24/7. And I just had this really guilt, like that was the worst part for me. And also he wanted picking up. Of course, I'm picking up the baby. He wants picking up. But I've just given birth.
Yeah.
And it was a natural birth. But, you know, you still have to be very careful.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just felt really torn and guilty and emotional in that sense. But he adapted really quickly and very well, didn't
so
he? Yeah, he did. Yeah, it, you know, it's hard for him. Even now, sometimes he goes, "Mummy, give Macaulay to Daddy," or vice versa.
Yeah,
or "Mummy, put Macaulay to bed." That's what he said. He started saying,
"Get rid of him."
Bed, darling. He is really good now. But yeah, that was really hard for me. I really, really. So there were tears and stuff, but it was definitely guilt.
Do you think you'll have any more?
No.
No. Or does
Sarah?
Is that a no means yes?
Never say never for me. Don't get me wrong. I'm so happy with two. I don't know. I feel like we can handle two nicely. I mean, already we feel like it's a lot. Two is 10 when you've had one. But never say never. They're amazing and the biggest blessings. But they're sleep stealers as well. So
they are serious sleep stealers, aren't they? I mean, that never gets easy as well. Like, who does the morning shifts? Are you guys kind of quite equal with stuff around the house in terms of the kids? And
we both get up. We're that couple, and like annoyingly, we do a lot together rather than we say that we need to divide and conquer. We keep saying it, and then we still find ourselves getting up. We have started to, because otherwise, what's the point of us both being tired the whole time?
Yeah.
So we have started to, but where Grayson's only just gone to school, I kind of like being part of the process. We've just started to take him on our own. So like Grace, you're Aston. Aston dropped him this morning and I'll pick him up.
Because
you have to. You literally have to, and you need some time. And also we've got another little one to look after. So we are starting to. But we've actually just done sleep training. We've done it with Grayson, and actually I can't believe how well it worked with him and how quick. I thought it was like, I must admit, I didn't know if it was going to work, because for 2.5 years of his life, we put him to bed every single night and waited till he's gone to sleep, like held his hand, basically. We were then parents. We did it not wrong. I guess it's not wrong, but, we set ourselves up. So, but we managed I was listening to your podcast with the Calm and Bright ladies, and that's what made me sort of reach out to them.
You've got Gem and Eve, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
They're so lovely. They're the loveliest. We actually have Eve and Lucy. That we're talking to, but they're amazing and just the loveliest ladies anyway, but they've been they're like our sleep fairies. So Grayson was a really good case. Macaulay is getting there. He started off good, his day naps, oh my God, they turn them around in literally a day.
Wow. What did they do to turn them around?
It was the nap gaps we didn't know about. I mean, everyday learning as a parent, right? You never get in there. There's always something new to learn. And you'd think, we've done this before, we should know this. I didn't know that he had to have a nap every hour, 45 minutes, he could only be up that length of time.
Yeah.
So we did the first session and then he went down for a 3-hour nap, which he's never done. He doesn't sleep like that normally. So they were amazing. It's just nighttime. He's had a bit of teething as well, which hasn't helped.
He's got FOMO, basically.
He gets FOMO and he gets really livid. We had a protest last night at between 3:30 and 5.
Is that what you call them, a protest?
Yeah.
Not a peaceful one.
Not peaceful.
Riot.
I never thought I'd be able to do that, sort of let them cry. We were going in for they call it reassured visits, but actually with Macaulay we've really learnt that he's just livid. There's nothing wrong with him. We've tested everything and we know he's crying now. He's just mad at us. So we're really trying to do this, and I know we will get there. And I know it'll work. So a couple more days and I think we'll have our breakthrough night.
There's nothing worse than having, those sleepless nights, though. And I think when they start banking up is when, that's a real test of your relationship, because keeping your shit together when you are sleep deprived, I mean, they use it as a form of torture and there's a reason for that. So getting that bit of it sorted is the best part, I think, of parenting.
And especially with two, I think with Grayson, we for whatever reason, we managed and we were like, oh, this is all right. But there's two to get to bed. There's two to, you can't sit and hold both their hands. So Macaulay drew this short straw. Because he's getting sleep trained earlier. But it is amazing. I'm so glad we're doing it, actually. Just need some sleep. We got to a point. Macaulay turned 5 months, 4 months, and that regression hit hard. And the past few weeks, we've actually felt ill, haven't we? We've snapped each other a bit, and we're not to sound annoying, but we're very solid and we get on really well. If anyone's got the hump with each other, we're not a shouty, screamy kind of couple. We kind of just give each other some space. Whereas the last few weeks, we've had a few moments, and that's not like us, is it?
No.
And I don't like it. So if the boys could just sleep, then
that would be great. No, I think you can't be yourself when you're suffering from a lack of sleep. You say things you don't mean. I just can't face the day properly if I haven't slept properly.
And Aston, what's going on with work? Are you kind of back making music with JLS? Are you going on a tour next year? What is happening? Tell us all that news.
Yeah, so the tour is booked for, well, it's supposed to be literally right now. It's supposed to be on tour.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, we're booked in for June, July 21, which is all good.
Very exciting. I mean,
yeah, super excited, super excited. And yeah, we're just...
Are you writing new music together?
We're in the studio, like, you know what I mean, just trying out bits and seeing if we can... you know, create stuff, because it was such an amazing ride last time. Do you know what I mean? When we were in it, it's a bit like, you never kind of want to spoil that or tarnish that. So it's a bit like, we've got the tour. We're like ridiculously excited about that. Do you know what I mean? And obviously bummed we had to move it, but yeah, like ridiculously excited about that. And then anything else is just a bonus. Do you know what I mean? If it does come off, but yeah, just, we're just all trying to keep so busy. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's just like, really, really treasure the family time that we're trying to lap up as well. Do you know what I mean? Because we haven't actually got to be here, there, and everywhere, which is nice. Yeah.
Will you take everyone with you on tour? Will you take full squad?
I mean,
yeah. Aston, yes. Yes is the word, Aston.
Yeah. I know you say yes, but they'll dip in and out, but I can't lie. Like, guys.
You want some sleep.
I want some sleep.
He wants some
sleep. But I want to go to the bar until 1 a.m. and then kind of go, night, guys. And the bus is leaving at what time? 3 p.m. Brilliant. Great. I'll see you guys at half two.
Tour isn't like
tour. What do you mean?
It's not like 2012 tour that we did. We partied all night and slept all day. And
sounds amazing.
Listen, that tour especially, obviously for you, like, because I met you and whatever, but it was just it was amazing, yeah, wasn't it? Tour is the best, as a dancer, it's the best experience ever.
Yeah.
Like, that is the best. And I imagine as an artist as well, right?
Yeah, that's what you do it for.
Yeah, the live audience, like, it's just the biggest buzz. But yeah, sorry, mate.
Would you
exactly the same this time around?
It won't, but listen, it's fine.
Would you encourage the boys to get into dancing and performing?
I don't think we have a choice. Yeah, in Grace.
Grayson's already. Yeah. So we dropped him to school. No, I dropped him yesterday, didn't I?
Yeah.
And the head teacher was at the gate, and obviously, all the new kind of protocol and the rules. Everyone's kind of getting their temperature done at the gates and stuff now.
Yeah.
Walking him in, and he's that kind of child. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Oh. He's just loud. He's just there, confident, whatever. Head teacher beelines for me, and he goes, oh, so I hear that Grayson settled in very nicely. I was like, yeah, he's loving it. As you see, he's very excited. He wants to go. And he went, apparently a star in the dance class the other day.
Oh.
Yes. And you know when you kind of go, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's fine. Cool. Like, we just don't want to be seen as those parents that, no, we do not put him in rehearsals and stuff like that at home. He does, obviously, don't do what he wants, like, to a certain degree, but he does what he wants. Do you know what I mean? We let him kind of, like, he's so intellectual, like, letters, numbers, everything. Like, everything kind of theory-wise, he's so into that.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't obviously, it's like, Sarah is, you know, very clever. For myself, I'm like, I'm not really handy at none of that stuff. Do you know what I mean? Maths, I'm all right at, not too bad. But everything else, I'm a bit like, nah.
I'm not very clever.
I'm good.
Just so you know.
I don't know where he gets from.
No, you guys are cute, aren't you? You're really clever. I'm good at maths. I'm great dancer.
He wants something, guys.
What does he want?
No.
But yeah, no. Grayson is honestly, loves his letters, all of that. But yeah, it's so physical as well. So listen, if he wants to do it, he can absolutely do it.
Yeah.
Courage. We've always said we'll get him to try sort of not everything, but as much as we can.
Yeah.
To give him sort of the option then to see what he enjoys most.
Yeah, exactly.
We always like to ask our guests, what is the best piece of advice as a parent you've been given or that you would give to someone who's just about to become a parent?
Best piece of advice. I would say personally, can't speak for Sarah on this one, but for me personally, it's a bit like, you have to count to 10. Like, honestly, I have never been tested the way that kids test me. Like, I've always kind of been like quite cool with it. Just it's like, yeah, cool. But obviously I could have a short temper at times, but with kids, it's like, whoa, okay. Now you really have to kind of just count to 10 and just be like, okay, no, breathe. It's fine. It's all good. Just calmly, collectively talk. Like, just
brief.
Explain the situation. Yeah. Exactly. Just because it's like, sometimes I'm just going, oh my God, I love you like so much. Like it's ridiculous. But at the same time, I'm like, I hate you. Like you have literally your own child looking at them going, and they could be screaming in your face and you're just like, oh, and then they just go, love you. You're like, what? What is that? What is that kind of power that they have that you kind of have to go, okay, you know what? No, I need 2 minutes here because you're playing with my emotions. So I would say count to 10 for me is like the advice.
Yes, good advice, that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
What about you, Sarah?
I think I'm a little bit more patient, aren't I?
So and
also,
much more
do you
patient.
Know what? Also, like look out for each other. Look out for each other as parents, because if I see Aston feeling like that, getting like that, I'll take Grayson, or if it's Macaulay, I'll take them off. I'll take them, you know, you have to look after each other. It's not just about looking after these little people, which they get all your time anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, don't sort of ignore each other. Have a cuddle at the end of the night. Like, you know, the day is dedicated to children, let's face it. So don't forget each other. And sleep training. I wish we'd done that sooner.
Sleep training. Yeah, you're converted now, aren't you?
Honestly, yeah, it is
nearly,
like...
We're nearly done with Macaulay, but it's coming. I can feel it.
And I'm that person that goes, that stuff doesn't work, whatever. Honestly.
It does.
Yeah. It does. Well done, Karma Bright. Well done. Well done.
They're legends, aren't they? Do you know what? I still feel guilty about it. Like Luna looks at me and goes, Mummy, I want to sleep in your bed. I want you to sleep in my bed with me. Don't sleep with Daddy. And in my head, I think, oh, yeah, you don't snore. You don't kick. Like, I could be sitting with you. And then I think, no, because once you do that, you never get them out, do you? It's the best thing you can do.
That's great.
That's it. Yeah, we're with you on that.
Yeah.
I'll never get out. And yeah, I won't ever. Husband-to-be.
Yeah, exactly. Before we say goodbye, products, can we just hear your five top products, that your absolute diehard ones that you're loving at the moment?
I think, which is lovely because she is basically our sister. Rochelle's
yes.
My Little Coco is just, because obviously not Macaulay just yet, but his hair is growing, but Grayson's got these like long little ringlets, crazy hair, and it's a bit like, okay, like how do we manage that? So her stuff is brilliant. My Little Coco bath time stuff is brilliant.
We've got the eye candy for both of them now, so it's got like we can have them both in it, and it's got a little like boogie board, like ride it, like Grayson can ride on. So that's really good.
Is it the Bumbo?
Oh yeah, the Bumbo, because we literally just started a couple of days ago weaning Macaulay.
And
it's old, like we've had it since Grayson. But yeah, it's amazing because it really supports them sitting up as well.
Yeah, like really good. And obviously it's quite handy because it is portable as well. Yeah. So wherever you kind of go, and you can sit them on the chair with you at restaurants and da da da. We've kind of done, you know, we've been them parents.
Yeah.
Good run.
I love that. That's pretty. Oh no, I'll tell you what, a high chair. We've got really good high chairs.
They're
from iCandy as well. So
they grow.
It grows with, like, so there's an attachment utensil. I'll move away with maybe.
there's basically several attachments to this chair where from newborn they are, I suppose, like on a flatbed on this chair that clips on. Then obviously as soon as they're able to sit up, it's a bit like all cushioned and padded. So they're sitting upright. And then it's a bit like just as they grow, it's like Grayson's age now, he doesn't actually have the cushions. He's just in the chair. Then the bars come off. Then it's a bit like the legs come down shorter, so he can actually just have a chair that sits in the sitting room and stuff like that. So that's a brilliant little
And then I think, does it turn into a rocking chair or something? Because I've got that and we've got
three
at the moment. Yes. And then, because I was looking the other day and those long bits of wood, I was like, what is that for? And then I remembered, I was like, oh, it's a rocking chair.
We haven't got that bit either.
No, we haven't.
But yeah, like that's what you want, isn't it? Because different baby products are not cheap. So you want stuff that lasts.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. And then,
like our caddy. We didn't have that with Grayson. So we've got a little caddy. We've got one upstairs and one downstairs, and it's just like full of everything you need in the day. So rather than running around, I just have one in the kitchen and then one up in the bedroom. Just literally a caddy, and it's got nappies, wipes, everything you need.
Lovely.
And
it's very easy for me because instead of kind of going, where's this, where's that, where's this gone? It's a bit like just grab The caddy.
The caddy. Yeah, the caddy. It's literally like having somebody just there constantly handing you stuff, but it's just all in one place in a really sexy little, yeah. Yeah, I didn't have that with my, I was just constantly floundering around. What? Where are the wipes? Where's the nappy? Where's this? It's like, why didn't I get a fucking caddy?
Talking caddies. We're talking caddies, not like where we're going out next.
Oh, don't worry. We're going to do that next year. We're going for it large. You think you're going to be dancing, Sarah? You ain't seen to see me and Georgia on the dance floor.
Tour, Sarah, you're coming out with us.
Yes.
I'm ready. Girls,
hold on, hold on.
Yeah.
And all right. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? What is this?
guys, what an absolute treat. I knew that chat was going to be good, but we adore you. Thank you so much for being so honest thank about you. Your parenting life. It's been such a treat to have you on.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. Much. Thanks for the time.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Oh, couple goals with those two. Aren't they mega?
Are. I bet they have so much fun in their house, like dancing around. I always see on Instagram, like, just, I don't know, they're just having the most fun, aren't they?
Yeah, they seem to get on really well. What was really nice as well was that they seem to be on the same journey, like a proper little unit, a complete team. And also, I love their realness, you know. I think sugarcoating parenting sometimes and making it out to be all kind of, you know, roses and bunny rabbits. It's just bullshit, isn't it?
I know. I love it, actually, when you get to sort of speak to people, you know, like Aston, you know, we grew up, you know, however long ago, watching him on X Factor and everything. And now you kind of see, not him come out the other side, but it's like, he's turned into someone else. It's like a new chapter of life in the same time, but we're in that new chapter as well. And it's nice when you hear just, you know, they're all going through the same things as us. They're having the same conversations in their house. They have the same worries.
Only when they have an argument, they can then do like a break dance together or do like some sort of choreographed move, which makes them feel better. I think we should start doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see if Dodgy James wants to get on board with that. We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
It's a blazing route. Right, get down and start dancing. Listen, that is it for this week. Massive thank you to Aston and Sarah. And as always, we would love you to rate, review and subscribe to the podcast. And if you do have time to give us a little 5-star, that would be wonderful.
Yes, and please do keep messaging us at Made by Mamas and on Zoe's own channel at Zoe Hardman with suggestions for guests and also topics that we can cover on Friday. We also love seeing where and how you're listening to the podcast. Like, see loads of you on walks at like 7 a.m. with the buggy and while you're in the park and running. It's lovely to see. Really, really do please keep sharing that. And we'll see you on Friday.
We'll see you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.